from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bell Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Kirk Holbrook, age 34 at the time of this interview.
I grew up right here in Wilkinsburg on North Avenue, right behind the high school, and I lived here till I was about 15. I did move to Penn Hills, but this was where I always hung out and socialized until now. We came up with a lot of crime and gangs and stuff that were coming in the area. That was a big part of growing up. I was very fortunate to have my mom and dad in my life until I was 15. My father did pass away, but I think that was also one of the strongest points in my life, even though I did go another direction. I had a great foundation that my mom and dad was able to give me. My family structure has done a lot. So even when I didn't do maybe what I was supposed to do, the things that they instilled in me always pulled me back. So my high school years were very up and down. I was getting into some trouble and getting caught up with some of the things that weren't beneficial to my advancement when I was in high school. So I guess I would have been one of those kids who people might have thought was going to end up in a really bad place. You know, it was kind of hard to see a future for yourself when a lot of the things going on around you were so negative. So I actually struggled with seeing a positive road. I struggled with completing high school, and I struggled to get myself on the right track. I think the way I was able to overcome my struggles was by realizing that, again, that there was something more that I had to offer. One of the key things that I realized when I was out doing wrong things is that a lot of the guys that people thought were the toughest or whatever, they were really the most weak-minded. Oftentimes, they were the biggest followers. You know, that was the way that I saw it. I realized that leadership was having the courage to be able to go against what everyone else was doing and do what I knew to be right. 1999, I got in trouble out here in the community a couple times and I was arrested a few times. My mom sent me to Texas to go stay with a family member for about 6 months or so. When I came back to the city, a lot of my friends were even in worse situations than when I left. And that time away from Wilkinsburg that I spent in Texas gave me enough time to get my head on straight. I didn't go back to any of the things I was doing prior. About 6 months after I returned, I enrolled in Pitt and started working with my first group of kids. So I was about 21 by then. That was one of the biggest moments in my life, getting separated from the negative and then coming back and seeing what I could do that was positive. One of my major goals that I wanted to achieve in life growing up was working with young people and being able to help them have a better future. Now that I'm getting older, I want to be able to affect change on a larger scale. So I've spent 10 years of my life working with young people in programs, but now I realize that our nation is ran by policy and it's ran by laws. So I want to put myself in position to be able to advocate for policies that benefit children of color and communities of color. But I want to be able to leave a legacy of my work through statutes, through something that's written down. So currently, I'm a legislative assistant for State Representative Jake Wheatley. I get out into all the communities in his district and I meet with community residents. I attend meetings on his behalf. I have to learn the ins and outs about everything going on in his communities, whether it relates to education, workforce development, bringing businesses into the area. So day to day, I'm kind of going to school through my position because I'm learning about so much that's going on in the city. If I saw someone that had the same type of lifestyle as myself growing up, the advice I would give that person is to be a leader, to realize that everyone that's around you does not have your best interests in mind or in their hearts. That no matter what you're going through, you can always turn it around. Because we have a lot of young people who are making decisions that will affect their life forever. but they haven't even found out who they are. And so you got to be smart, you got to do what's best for you, and you got to believe that there is more to offer.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Jaquan Betts and Sam Brown. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.